Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Daily Gator Daily Thought. I am Doug Hagan. And it seems that Grover Norquist doesn't want Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Mark Levin to be moderators during Republican debates. In fact, he wants good old politicians to do it. Don't we need fewer politicians in politics? Stay with me. And welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator's Daily Thought. Again, I'm still Doug Hagan. And the idea that the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Rince Priebus, endorsed earlier this year was to have not only take the Republican primary debates off of MSNBC and CNN and unfriendly media outlets with unfriendly moderators that ask largely ridiculous and stupid questions, but possibly to have people like Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh, maybe some other talk hosts, be moderators. Well, that doesn't appeal to Grover Norquist. According to The Hill, their blog briefing room, Mr. Norquist is strongly opposed to letting conservative talk show hosts moderate the 2016 Republican presidential primary debates. See, I told you. Norquist, a conservative leader who heads the anti-taxation Americans for Tax Reform, told The Hill Tuesday the Republican Party should instead incorporate Republican office holders into debate format. Having conservative talk radio hosts like Limbaugh and Levin would not be useful, according to Norquist. Talk radio hosts, he said, are primarily entertainers who would draw attention away from the candidates themselves. He also said the radio hosts, despite their popularity, did not necessarily represent the Republican mainstream. He pointed toward immigration reform as an example, saying that while Levin opposes comprehension immigration reform fiercely, polls show most Republicans are, not that hard on it. Well, here's the problem. While talk hosts are mainly entertainers, if you say so, politicians are mostly bullshitters. And that's what the American people see. Instead of having the same old politicians ask the same old stupid questions, so politicians give the same old stupid answers, how's this? You have the audience. And by the way, you don't fill the audience with anything but real Americans. Okay? Just normal Americans. Let them ask the damn questions. If a politician wants to be president and he can't handle, or she can't handle, getting an unscripted question from a normal American, they ought not to be on that stage. Period. Now, as far as moderators and or other people to ask questions, I wouldn't have radio talk host either. You know who I would have? I'd have those, well, some of those damn bloggers. I think they could ask better questions in a better fashion. A lot of us do what? We do podcasts. Some of us do radio shows. We do other things. But we are into politics every day, and many of us do it because we care, not for money. And many of us do it not for much money. So to have bloggers do it, be moderators, ask questions, I think that would be a better idea than having politicians do it. Where people like Norquist get off is beyond me. It's almost, well, this is the problem with the GOP, the leadership. It's about protecting their turf. It's about protecting their spot in the lineup, so to speak, their place. It's not about giving access to those the huddled masses, those bloggers that they cast disdain upon, many of them, and the radio talk hosts that they cast disdain upon. Let normal Americans do it, and let bloggers ask the questions. You know what? What are you afraid of, Norquist, that real questions will be asked and real answers might have to be given? That's what we need. I remember last time, 2012, everyone told me from the beginning how great Romney was doing. Yeah, and Mitt Romney's a good guy. I'm sure he's a good man, good husband, good father. Would have been a hell of a lot better choice than the person we have in the Oval Office now. But Mitt Romney was about as robotic and scripted and, frankly, lacking in information as you can get. You ask the same stupid questions the same stupid ways, you're going to get the same stupid answers given the same stupid ways. So here's an idea, Grover. Why don't you sit down and shut up and let real Americans handle these? And if the Republican candidate, if any Republican candidate, can't handle it, then they ought not to be on that stage. And here's one more thing before I close. The first person to suggest that Donald Trump have anything to do with this should not be in the same room with me, because they're going to get their heads slapped off. No one should want that publicity whore who'll say anything at any time to get any amount of attention. Is not a conservative. Look at his record of giving to Democratic politicians over the years. He's nothing but, let me say it more slowly, a publicity whore. So keep that douchebag away from this, and keep the Grover Norquist out of the way, and the John McCain's out of the way, and Lindsey Graham, or McGraham, whatever. McCain and Graham might as well be married. They're joined at the hip. They ought to stay away. Let real Republicans handle it. And let real Republicans answer real questions from real Americans. You want to do that? You follow my formula. This is Doug Hanging for the Daily Gator blog. We'll talk later.